Joining me today is call-in guest Aaron Baer, the president of Citizens for Community Values located in Columbus, Ohio. Aaron, it's great to have a phone conversation today.
For sure, Karen. It's great to catch up with you.
Well, I want to talk about what 33 family policy councils recently did because of your leadership and submitting an amicus brief to the United Supreme Court in relationship to the Masterpiece Cake Shop case. Aaron, what is the question being asked of the Supreme Court in the Masterpiece Cake Shop amicus brief?
You know, the fundamental question before the court right now is, can the government compel a private citizen to violate their conscience rights, to basically do something that goes against their sincerely held beliefs and even violate their free speech rights and force a private citizen to communicate a message that they fundamentally disagree with? Really, the question before the court is, what does it mean to be an American? What freedoms do we have as an American? And so for us, for CCV, and for all the family policy councils that joined us in this brief, we see this case going before the Supreme Court as one of the most important of all time, really.
And wouldn't you say that in America, we should be free to live and work without abandoning our faith and really the freedom of conscience to express such?
Absolutely. You know, freedom is, saying you support freedom, saying that we are a free nation is really meaningless if you really only support people having the freedom to do stuff that you agree with. It's easy to support free speech when everyone's saying things that you like. But the real test of whether you really believe in freedom is whether you are willing to say, you know what, I disagree with what you're saying. I disagree with what you're doing. But I think you should have the freedom to do that. And really, for our brief, that's the main argument we're making in this case, which is to say, listen, there are so many other factors that go into the court's decision on this case. But at the very fundamental basis, even if you think that Jack Phillips, the cake baker in Colorado, was wrong to not make the cake for this gay couple, you should still believe that the government shouldn't be penalizing or punishing Jack for simply trying to hold to his religious faith.
Because if we live in America where there's forced speech, that is an America where everyone loses.
Absolutely. We have seen historically what that looks like when the government can force you, can compel you to convey a message that you disagree with, to say something that violates your conscience. Again, there's a lot of talk about right now about what makes America great. And the First Amendment is probably top of the list of what makes America great. And the moment we start undermining that is the moment we're not that shining city on a hill anymore.
When you think about the founding of the nation, our first rights were our first freedom rights. That's what our founders gave their lives for, so that in America we would be able to have free expression of our faith and our personal conscience.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even too, like, your American history goes back, you could go back even before the founding of the nation, and people came to this land to flee religious persecution. It's amazing that, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years later, we're still having those same fights today. And that's really what this Masterpiece Cakes case is all about.
Well, Aaron, I appreciate your leadership in working on submitting this amicus brief, and Nebraska Family Alliance was honored to join the other family policy councils. When do you expect the Supreme Court of the United States to hear oral arguments?
So we don't have a specific date yet. It will likely be in November, could be getting into December before they hear the case, but it will be within the next few months, and we're anxiously anticipating it. I think this brief, there's been a number of other briefs that have been filed as well that really paint a very clear picture to the Supreme Court of what is on the line in this case.
Well, I know that you are a man of faith. I am a woman of faith. We represent the Family Policy Alliance movement, and faith is also central to our organizations. What would you encourage our listeners to do? They can't be in the Supreme Court, but they certainly could be praying, couldn't they?
Now is the time, especially, to be praying. Not just for the Supreme Court justices as they consider this case. We need to be praying for our neighbors. We need to be praying for the LGBT movement and praying that the Lord shows grace and mercy and opens their eyes to the issues that are really being faced here, that even if we disagree about religion and we disagree about sexuality, that we should be able to live peaceably with one another and not be using the force of government to force Christians out of business for not wanting to participate in a religious ceremony that they disagree with.
Aaron, not only you personally, but the organizations that we both represent, we're very diligent in being winsome in our speech. It's more Absolutely. Than winning the social debates, isn't it? It's also yeah. being a public witness, a testimony to those that are looking in, that are watching us, that we are people of faith and that we want to treat everyone with dignity and respect.
Both in terms of how we are called to act as believers, in terms of, you know, laying our lives down for those around us, even those that persecute us, we have a biblical call to act like that. But even too, there's just a pure sort of strategic call here for us where we can win political victories, we can win court battles. But if we don't change hearts and minds, all of this work, it's like grass, it'll all fade away and pass. If we don't really focus on winning the hearts and minds of the people that either we disagree with or are kind of on the fence about these issues.
I couldn't agree more. It's a honor to work alongside you in strengthening families and being a voice for biblical values and unleashing citizenship across America to stand up for what we believe deeply. And we send God's blessings to you at Citizens for Community Values.
Absolutely. Thank you, Karen. And thank you for all you do.